You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Korihaha Whakaho is a iwi-led project which seeks to eradicate possums from the 4,700 hectare area within the Ngāti Awaroki over a five-year period. The Ngāti Awaroki, or area, includes Whakatāne, Ohope and Ohiwa Harbour. This project is supported by Predator Free 2050 Limited, which is a Crown-owned charitable company established to help deliver the New Zealand Government's ambitious goal of eradicating possums, stoats and rats by 2050. I spoke to the Communications and Engagement Advisor for the Korihaha Whakaho project today. We talk about what the project exactly entails, what an iwi-led program looks like, and the planned wānanga meeting the group has to basically spread the word about iwi-led projects in the predator-free space. Here is Carla now explaining Korihaha Whakaho.
So Korihaha Whakaho is a possum eradication project in Whakatāne. It involves 4,700 hectares within the Ngāti Awaroa. It's funded by PF 2050 and Te Papa Atu Whai, or DOC, Jobs for Nature funding, and administered by Te Rūnanga o Ngāti Awa. Our overall goal is to eradicate possums in the 4,700 hectares. But alongside that, another key goal of it is to develop the capacity and capability of our iwi to be kaitiaki on our whenua. So we've created 10 positions. They're field workers. We call them eight kaimahi and two kaiarahi, or leaders, and they're the ones that do the actual possum trapping. The technology that we use for Korihaha Whakaho is innovative. Rather than having to walk blind every day and check the traps, what happens is that our traps involve these things called nodes, and when a trap is triggered, these nodes send a signal up to the satellite, and then that beams it down to our kaimahi's phone. And in the morning, we know that we have to go and clear these and check these traps.
Wow, that's so... That's amazing. That feels like such a clever and, innovative way to be doing that, rather than just sort of wandering around and checking them every day.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the man hours are much reduced, and then the technology allows us to have a much smaller team than we would need to man all these, like, 4,700 hectares is a large space. The fact that we're iwi-led means that we're guided by Te Ao Māori, and for us, that's our vision for Te Rūnanga o Ngāti Awa, which is the organisation for our iwi. And that vision is articulated in the statement, Ko Ngāti Awa Te Toki. Basically what that means is that the ropes of the ads at Ngāti Awa cannot be lessened by the elements, by the sun or the rain. But from that vision, we take it down and apply all the Māori principles that you can see within our iwi.
I just wanted to touch a little bit more on the iwi-led initiative. Would you possibly be able to sort of explain the difference between a project that is iwi-led and one that is not, perhaps for people who don't quite understand or have heard that term been used and don't really know necessarily what the difference is and how that actually works to better the outcomes of your project?
So I think it's an accepted fact that Indigenous knowledge, or Mātauranga Māori as we call it, has a place in environmental initiatives. Our approach is holistic in Te Ao Māori, and so we have a really good partnership with our partners, that's DOC and PF 2050, because they allow us to bring forward our knowledge. They allow us to bring forward our Indigenous knowledge to have a holistic approach to pest eradication. So rather than it just being about the traps, it's also about a wider, the whole picture. And that means that there's no use fixing the nahere or the forest if we don't also fix the people. So that's why a key goal is to raise the capacity and capability of our Ngāti Awa people to be actual kaitiaki on the whenua, paid and employed as a biodiversity workforce.
Turning to the wānanga that you're planning to hold, could you talk about the details of that and how it sort of came about?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, we've got a really good relationship for PF 2050, and they kind of came to us and said, how do we, like, share this with other groups? so to encourage, you know, more partnerships across New Zealand. And so we can't give a prescriptive process. Like, there's not a box ticking exercise that you can do to show better engagement. What we're saying here at Kore Haha Whakaho is if you have conversations and work towards partnership by forming the relationship, that's how it happens. You know, it happens differently in each tohe, in each area, and it comes down to the people. So what we've done is planned a wānanga, Tauri Kurāna Mata, to host these conversations, facilitate better relations and understanding between often Crown-owned organisations or community organisations and the mana whenua or tangata whenua of each tohe.
Say if there's somebody out there listening to BFM that is like, wow, that's really interesting and I want to be involved in an iwi-led project working towards a predator-free New Zealand, how could somebody perhaps get involved or get in touch?
I would say contact Predator-Free 2050, unless you already have relationships with your own iwi. If that's the case, if you have relationships with the iwi or mana whenua of that area, then by all means, you know, have the conversations with them and ask them what they, how they want to make a step towards a predator-free future. But if you don't have those connections, then I would encourage you to reach out to Predator-Free 2050 so that they'll definitely be able to steer in the right direction, or at very least get you an invite to the wānanga where we can have this conversation together.
That was Carla Akuhata, the Communications and Engagement Advisor for Kore Haha Whakaho, speaking about what the Possum Eradication Project for the Ngāti Awarohi entails, as well as their planned wānanga, or learning meeting, that aims to amplify the voice, role and leadership of mana whenua in the work being done towards a predator-free future here in Aotearoa. If you are interested in getting in contact with Predator-Free 2050, as Carla mentioned there, and you want to see what opportunities are out there to help New Zealand move towards a predator-free future, do check out the Predator-Free 2050 website. It is pf2050.co.nz, and they've got plenty of information on there about the different programs and projects they are working on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.